Egypt's second-largest city, Alexandria, saw demonstrations and violence in the run-up to last Saturday's referendum on the draft constitution. There were clashes between supporters and opponents of Islamist President Morsi last Friday. Alexandria is now a stronghold for Islamists, and as Egypt gears up for the second round of voting, the BBC's Shaima Khalil went back to her hometown of Alexandria to speak to longtime residents, the Coptic Christians.
It's early morning here in Alexandria and the first mass of the day at the St. George and St. Anthony Church. This is one of the landmarks here in the Muharram Beik neighborhood in the heart of the city. It's a very mixed area of Coptic Christians and Muslims. This church is actually located between two mosques. There's so much history everywhere you look in this church hall. The biblical paintings on the high stained glass windows and the ceilings and walls. Well, I'm looking at one of Jesus draped in white on the dome ceiling at the top end of the room. And just on another wall is the picture of the late Pope Shenouda, who died earlier this year. Alexandria has been the home of many Coptic Christians, but lately many will tell you they do not feel at home anymore. With the rise of political Islam in Egypt, Christians feel isolated and somehow threatened. The most recent division over the draft constitution has made things worse. I'm going to speak to Michael and Miret, two churchgoers who took to the streets to topple the Mubarak regime. But now they're questioning whether it was all worth it.
When we were assisting this revolution, I thought that it will be something different, that we will go forward to build our country. What has happened after? The behavior in the street is changed. You can just walk for just 100 meters, you will feel it. It's worse today. It's worse. I'm afraid that this division may lead to some kind of violence in street, in my daily activity.
It's not just disappointed. I can easily say I regret. It had never been like so. Since the revolution, many incidents happened. One comment can lead into violence. You can't relax when you're in the street. You can come in a situation when you're sitting in a cafe and people are discussing something and suddenly a big fight starts and somebody can really get hurt. I don't know why this is happening. Is it the people being silly or is it the leaders are pushing people to the wrong direction?
I'm just going to walk out to the courtyard to speak to Father Augustinos, the head priest at the St. George and St. Anthony Church. We're here in Muharram Bay, and to me it brings back many, many memories because I went to school here and there were many familiar things. And just opposite us, we're looking at a mosque and we could hear the call to prayer as well. So Muslims and Christians are always in close proximity in this neighborhood. But so far there have been so many divisions and even violence. This church has experienced much violence. What do you think changed?
It will not continue, but it is a critical period in our country. We will pass it. Many of the Islamic media make some troubles in the mind of many and make them against the others. We feel this. Unfortunately, that many mosques speak about the politics. This is a great mistake. Church and mosque is only for pray. When the mosque or church enters the political methods, of course, they will lose the trust of many.
Almost half of Egypt has voted on the draft constitution, and the other half is going to vote on December the 22nd. If this constitution passes, what would worry you the most?
I think we will pass a hard period for the church because there is no a safety mentality.
What is the general feeling among your congregation? What do they tell you?
We say God make many miracles.
Do you think Egypt needs a miracle?
Yes, and we wait the miracles.
That report from the BBC's Shaima Khalil in Alexandria, Egypt. Take a quick break. When we come back, why timing is everything, here and now.